You're tuned in to A Different Spirit, the show that's designed to encourage you to live your best life as a single. Join our host, Afi Pittman, for conversations that will provide you with the practical insights you need to live in victory and in a different spirit.
Welcome to A Different Spirit. I am your host, Afi Pittman, and I want to take just a quick moment to tell you who I am and why I do what I do. I'm currently active duty Navy. I'm a Navy Supply Corps officer, and I'm stationed in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm also the creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, which I created to speak to the hearts of today's singles, especially single women. I'm a single woman. So I do what I do because I truly do believe that God blesses people of what he calls a different spirit. And what that means is that you're basically willing to learn and apply his principles to all areas of your lives to the best of your ability. So because of the insights that God gave me during my single season, and he's still giving me while I'm still single, I believe that there is no better time of your life than your single season to adopt this different spirit and learn how to live your best life. So I designed this show to present guests and topics that are going to help you do just that, live your best life while you are still single and prepare, actively prepare in the right way for Mr. or Mrs. Right. So today we are discussing living happy and whole as a single. Now, I know that that's not always easy because I know so many singles are unhappy being single because they just want to be married. They feel like they've done all they can to do all the inner work that they know that they need to do, and they've read all the encouraging books, they've gone to all the teleseminars, the webinars, and they're ready to get married. They've tried everything they know how to do while they, you know, while dating, while going out and trying to meet people, but at the end of the day, they are still single. So they wonder, am I ever going to meet the right person? And all the while, they grow more and more unhappy if they're not careful and they don't put things into perspective. They grow more and more unhappy with their single status. But today's guest, Kendra Evans, Mrs. Kendra Evans, I believe is a great example of how you can be happy and whole as a single. Kendra is the creator of Love and Grace First Christian Singles website. She was single for 18 years and has a continued passion for the singles ministry. She's a blogger, podcaster, and works with local outreach and youth ministries. Kendra resides in Cincinnati, Ohio with her husband, Pastor Ron Evans Jr., and I believe that Kendra has a very powerful testimony of how God transformed her from being a miserable single to being so happy while living her life that she almost did not meet her husband. I'm going to say that one more time. She was so happy while living her life that she almost did not meet her husband. I think that's awesome, you guys. So welcome to the show, Kendra, and thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation. It's a blessing to talk with you again.
Amen. Same here. Anytime I think that believers can come together, especially sisters in Christ, it's amazing. It's so amazing.
Yes.
So, Kendra, one of the most powerful parts of your testimony that helped me recognize exactly where I was in my own singles walk was when I think I either read one of your blog posts or listened to one of your podcasts about how unhappy you were at one point as a single. How did that discontentment over being single come about in your own life?
It came about, I would say, when I reached my late 20s and I was looking at 30 that was coming at me and watching friends and my peers getting married and having babies. And I kind of came to a crossroads because before that, when I was in my early 20s and maybe dating here and there and things didn't work out, it wasn't a real big deal because I felt like I had a lot of time. I'm still young. And so the discontentment really came when I started focusing on the time and how many years had gone by and looking at my age in combination with the frustration of dating unsuccessfully and having a difficult time being able to meet saved Christian men. So all of those things combined allowed it to bring me to a point where I was discontent. I was also very anxious, even fearful, and just overall unhappy with where I was because I didn't understand it. And initially I prayed about it, but I really couldn't see clearly what God was doing. And so the big question was why, and why me, and what is this all for? Because at the time, that's really all that I was waiting for. That was the next step in my life, was to get married. And I couldn't see what else am I supposed to do if I'm still going to remain single? What's my life going to be like? And so I was just very unsure. And not realizing it at the time, but I was really in disagreement with God, because here he was saying, okay, you're 30 years old and you're still single, but I didn't agree with that. And when you don't agree with God, you suffer a loss. And I did. I went through a whole lot, not just getting in line and falling in the will of God. I went through depression and low self-esteem and all of these things, because, again, just instead of focusing on God, I was focusing on the time, on the years, and on my age.
Oh, Kendra, I think what you just said is going to resonate with so many singles. I know that it resonated with me, and I will say I think one of the reasons why your story resonated with me is because this is what I describe myself as before I got to where I was. I was a hot single mess. You know how people say, oh, that's a hot mess, or she's a hot mess, he's a hot mess. I was a hot single mess. And I think singles are that way. What I describe as a hot single mess, either because they're out there dating all the wrong people, like a merry-go-round, in and out, like it's like a never-ending parade of people in and out trying to meet the right person, or they have all these crazy beliefs that keep them from meeting the right person, or it's kind of like you were saying, they're just so focused on that and they can't see anything else. But I think for me, it was kind of like a little bit about what you said. It's just like, I wasn't out there trying to find men, but I thought, I just want to be married. I don't understand what's wrong with me. I don't understand what's wrong with God, for that matter, that I still have to be single. I was a hot single mess, and I don't want anybody else to be a hot single mess, and I know you don't either.
Exactly. That's why I tell this story over and over and over again.
Yeah,
It's not, and I felt like I lost so much time, as you mentioned before, living my best life, and I don't want anyone else to miss out on that. Sometimes I think if I can only go back and get to the place where God allowed me to get to early on. But, of course we can't go back, but when I have an opportunity, I definitely want to encourage other singles, men and women, to not let these single years go by, not to let them just waste away wondering and hoping. There's so much more that God has for us.
Wow. So at that point, we are going to take a quick break. Kendra, for the listeners who might want to know more about you and what you do, please give us your website and your contact information.
Sure. You can find my blog at loveandgracemedia.com, and the blog is focused on Christian singles. I do have a couple of pages on that same site that I want to start even focusing on dating and even into marriage, and writing more and sharing more of my experience with marriage. So you can definitely find my blog, loveandgracemedia.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. I tweet all the time. On Twitter, I am lovinggrace20.
All right. So thank you so much, Kendra, and we will be right back for the listeners to continue our discussion on living happy and whole as a single.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Greg coming to you with another segment of Ask Mr. Greg. Our topic today is how to stop hair breakage. Hair breakage is a major problem affecting millions of women and men. It's a very common problem and one of the top 5 hair complaints, hands down. There can be many causes of hair breakage: stress, medications, pregnancy, major surgery, substantial weight loss, fever. Over processing the hair with chemicals including perms, relaxers, texturizers, or hair coloring. And sometimes it can be that your hair is not getting enough moisture. Another cause of hair breakage is using the wrong hair care products. Of course, often hair breakage is hereditary. Historically, many black women use hair products that were not designed for their hair type in the first place. In addition to that, manufacturers of hair products can use inferior, low-cost ingredients to mass-produce products that are designed more to make a profit than to help you have strong, healthy, growing hair that does not break. So, one of the first things you want to do to stop hair breakage is read product ingredients. There are many natural herbs and vitamins that can help stop hair breakage. Herbs like garlic, burdock, parsley, horsetail, nettle, vitamins B, B5, vitamins D. These are natural ingredients that are known to help thicken hair, heal damaged hair, and stop the hair from breaking. So, if you want to stop hair breakage, first thing to do is check the ingredient list. Make sure that these herbs and vitamins are the major ingredients in your hair product. That means they should be listed near the top of the list of ingredients. Second, it can be helpful to look for glycerin in your hair products when you're trying to stop breakage. Glycerin naturally coats the hair and helps keep the hair moisturized. This, of course, can help put the brakes on hair breakage. Third, drink more good water. Fourth, eat more healthy foods. And, if able, add sunflower seeds, almonds, walnuts, dark leafy greens and vegetables, and flaxseed oil to your diet. Try these things and see if you can stop your hair from breaking. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening to Ask Mr. Greg. Please send any questions and comments to Mr. Greg at newgrowhair.com. That's Mr. Greg, M-R-G-R-E-G, at newgrowhair.com. N-U-G-R-O, hair, H-A-I-R.com. This information not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any medical condition. For professional advice, consult a healthcare professional.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we're getting some good, sound counsel on how to tackle this spirit of discontentment over being single from Mrs. Kendra Evans, the founder of Love and Grace Media. So, Kendra, this issue of discontentment, I believe, can become a very serious thing among singles who truly desire marriage. And it's like you were saying, it just really stuck in my mind, disagreement with God. You want one thing, and he has you on one path. And it's serious if you don't reconcile the two. And I know in my own experience, like I was saying before, I was a hot single mess before God began to usher me into my season of contentment. So how exactly did you overcome this issue of being discontented?
Well, of course, it started with God. It started with God showing me, and that's why I named my blog Love and Grace, because it was his love and his grace that really helped me, because when I didn't know to necessarily, when I couldn't see myself, all I could see was that I was unhappy, and I was just consumed with that, and the details of why, and what I was doing wrong and what I should be doing, they were all a blur. But God's love and grace delivered me. His spirit spoke to me one evening in a church service and just asked a simple question, will you still love me? If you don't have everything you want, when you want it, will you still love me? Do you still have the same praise that you used to have for me? Will you still work for me like you've always done? And so when that happened, it was just like an alarm went off, and I could see so clear how out of line I was with God. And so I had a choice to make at that point. I could continue to be discontent or disagree with God, or I could agree with God. And I knew just from knowing his word, what he what the Word of God says about being contentment, and godliness with contentment is great gain, and I knew it was good to be content, so I chose to agree with God. And then every day after that, it was a continuous work, because it just doesn't happen in an instant or overnight. So every day after that, through my efforts and prayer and just studying His Word, God continued to help me and strengthen me day by day. He helped my unbelief. He gave me an assurance that it was His plan to give me good things and to bless me beyond what I could imagine. And whenever I felt the loneliness or felt unsettled or a little anxiety about the time and being in a relationship, He established a safe place for me to go to, and a place of worship where I can go to. And when I got there, He would always strengthen me and even let me know, to the point that everything, all the days and nights that I was crying and frustrated because I wanted a man, because I wanted to be married, I wanted somebody to hold me, He would let me know that He's going to give me better than what I was crying over all those days past. And He was going to do more for me than what I could have ever imagined or what I could think of if I would just hold on and if I would just trust Him and wait on Him and agree with what He wanted. If I would just allow Him to let Him use me even as a light or as an example, that He was going to do all those things for me. And there is this great book that it's called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. And I think it's a really old book. It was written by Jeremiah Burroughs. And he writes in the book, "To be well-skilled in the mystery of Christian contentment is the duty, glory, and excellence of a Christian." So it is our duty, it's our call to be content because God says so. And then it's also glory and excellence for us because godliness with contentment is great gain. And so you can have godliness, but without the contentment, you have no gain. That's how crucial and how important it is to be content in God. And so just like I said, day by day, and just learning and growing and understanding His Word and understanding where He wanted to be, it helped me. It changed my perspective on my life. It changed my perspective. I was no longer looking at of how other people were living and what He was doing in someone else's life, but to appreciate what he was doing in mine. So on the days that followed, it was just a continuous thing, because I didn't get married right after that. Right after this great revelation, a man didn't come. I didn't even get a date, I don't think. But
wow.
But I knew that I had a place in God where I can run
right
to for the next couple of years until
he
said it was time. I had a place where that I can go, and I got the security, the assurance, the safety, the love that I think that I thought that I could only find in a marriage. I found all those things in God, finally. I had got to that point where, as you said before, when my husband did come, I was okay. You know, I was like, do I really want to go out on this date? I'm doing so good right now. But it was just such a blessing. And then overall, just strengthened my relationship with God. I didn't realize how much being discontent had damaged our relationship, me and God. The separation that it had caused, because the more I grew anxious and fearful, it was saying, Lord, I don't trust you, and I'm not sure about you, God. And that doesn't make for a healthy relationship.
Wow, I'm just going to leave that as it is, because you totally unpacked that point. And it's like I said to the listeners, Kendra was somebody who helped me figure out exactly where I was in my walk and how to get to the next steps. And, you know, she said day by day you grow more content. That doesn't mean that you don't have other days where you are not so much content. Maybe there's a trigger or something that lets you know there's something else you need to work on. But just like cancer, I'm going to leave the rest of that for the listeners to absorb in, because I want them to soak that in just like I got it. So besides discontentment, can you give us just a quick list maybe of some of the other areas of your life that God wanted to work out in you before you met your husband, Ron?
There was the fear. There was even a bit of apathy. There were so many things that I didn't even realize, again, that I didn't see, that maybe I never would have been able to see if I hadn't gone through that. But there was apathy, dispassion. I was, as far as ministry and service and doing and giving to others. And so he really worked in me a heart of compassion, and to, because I, when you go through a situation, if you know what it's like to be hungry, if you know what it's like to not be able to pay a bill, if you know what it's like to be sick, all of a sudden you can shift that and use that to help somebody else that's going through the same things, and you have a compassion and a desire for it. And that was something that God really worked out in me. He worked in me courage, which is definitely something that I needed to be my husband's wife, because he is a pastor, and you may be called to be the wife of a pastor, minister, deacon, musician, and you will, there's certain qualities like courage and passion that you will need if you're going to be the wife of a man who is a leader in the church or a leader in the kingdom of God. And so there are so many things that God will work out in you that you may not understand at the moment, but it is for a purpose, and it is for a cause. So there were so many things. I was a hot mess too. So there were so many things that God needed to work out, and unfortunately it does take going through a test or going through a trial for us to be able to see ourselves. It's that cleansing, all that purging process. It doesn't
right.
feel good, but when you come out, you know, we come out as pure gold, and we come out more refined and more mature and prepared to do the work of the Lord, which is really, as Christians, our number one thing. I mean, we're here to worship God. We're here to serve Him first above all things. Our lives are not our own. And so there were so many things that God worked out in me. Thank God.
Yeah, I can agree with that, thank God. So with that, we are going to take a quick break again. Kendra, give us your website, please, and contact information one more time for the listeners.
Sure. It is loveandgracemedia.com, and you can also reach me by email. My email is gospelnewmedia@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Kendra. And we'll be right back to wrap up our discussion on living happy, whole, and content as a single.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we are, again, getting some good sound counsel advice on overcoming the spirit of discontentment, and even some dating tips, some good solid dating tips that can keep you on that path of glorifying God with your single life and just living your best life and not taking this thing too seriously, just, you know, getting to know ourselves and getting to know God and just getting to know the people that He brings into our lives. So, Kendra, I would dare say that some of our discontentment, I think you touched on this, some of our discontentment as singles also comes from expectations while dating, meaning, like, you know, we make more out of the experience than there really was. So I watched this video that you and your husband posted on YouTube with some awesome advice about dating God's way during the season of a single's life. So can you give us some of those tips that you shared and any other insights, you know, as a married woman? You know, I can only give so many as a single woman. I can tell you, you know, based off the Bible, this is probably how, you know, generally how you should conduct yourself. But, you know, a lot of singles really, I think, want and hunger for that godly advice from married people such as you and your husband, Ron. How do we get there? How do we do this in a way that glorifies God and still leaves us intact, everybody intact after the whole process?
Okay, a few things that my husband shared on the video that I thought was really good. When you are dating and going through the process of dating and courtship, to have a blessed marriage that we have found is to make sure that you keep the dating and the relationship holy before the Lord, which involves sexual purity, being open, being honest, not playing games in the relationship, because you want to still keep God focused and keep Him centered at your relationship. Communication is also very important. My husband mentioned that speaking from the perspective as a man, that men are usually pretty straightforward and clear about what they're looking for, what they're interested in, if they're interested, and so we have to be careful to make sure that the communication is clear and be careful not to assume anything of the other person, because a lot of feelings can be hurt that way when you think someone's feeling a certain way. So to be honest, to communicate well, is very important when you're dating, and again, most importantly, just keep God centered. I shared on the blog how my husband and I would actually have prayer dates, and we would come together and pray together. So when you meet that man, when you meet that woman, don't leave God outside the door, but bring Him into the dating relationship as well, and He will lead you into a healthy relationship that will lead to marriage if it's His will.
That is awesome. So simple, yet sometimes I know that we find it so hard to do just that. But, I really want listeners who want more information about how to go about our lives as singles the right way, and especially for dating with good, godly, sound, biblical principles. I want you to give our listeners just one more time, please, Kendra, your website and your contact information.
Yes, my website is lovinggracemedia.com. You can reach me by email at gospelnewmedia@gmail.com. And I'm always looking for those who are still single that want to write, share their stories. So if you want to contribute to the blog, feel free to do so. And all of my other social media contact information you can find at lovinggracemedia.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, Kendra. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
and God bless
you.
Both
thank
you and your husband.
God bless you, too.
So to our listeners, I'm so very honored that you've decided to tune in, and I look forward to serving you on your journey to your Mr. or Mrs. Right. I'd love to hear from you, whether you have ideas for future shows or you just need answers to your questions, maybe about, like I said, general questions about how you should conduct yourself during dating, how you overcome certain issues, how you actually practically apply the Word of God to every area of your life. If you want more information on those things, please visit authorofmyfaith.com and leave me a message on the contact page. You can also email me directly at afi@authorofaithmin.com. So until the next time, stay encouraged. Don't look to the left or the right. And whatever you do, don't give up hope of meeting your Mr. or Mrs. Right.
Thank you for listening. Tune in again for more life strategies to help you live life in a different spirit.